Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Tonight on the show, Zach, look, I told you yesterday that I had paid $120 to have my car professionally cleaned. What I haven't told you yet is why that was necessary.
Okay.
Something happened in my car over the past few days, which I've not told you yet. I've been keeping this story from you, that required the most professional cleaning service that the car wash company could provide.
This isn't the story you told me about what happened when you went stargazing, is it?
I have been abundantly clear with you. That story is not for the radio.
So it's not that one. I would have thought that you'd need to get your car cleaned after what happened there.
No, it's not that story. That's a totally different matter.
Did you clean your car after that?
I did clean my car after that, yes. And so I know you're trying to get me to say what happened that night. It's not happening. Okay. That story stays in the vault.
It will come out sometime.
It absolutely will not.
Which is what happened on the night.
Okay, well, this show's off to a cracking start. No, Zach, this is something... Look, here's all I'll tell you for now. It involved a wild animal.
Okay.
That's why I need to get my car cleaned. I'll share the story with you shortly. I will say it involves me being probably the most scared that I've been in my entire life.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Dom, later this year... They're scheduled to release the world's dullest movie, which you don't often hear as a promotion for a movie.
No, that often is the reviews that come out once the movie's been released.
This movie has no dialogue,
yeah,
no plot, no human actors, goes for 8 hours, and is solely just footage of sheep.
Is this Adam Sandler's new one?
It's called Bar Bar Land.
Right.
And apparently it's designed to try to get you to go to sleep.
So it's an unusual motive to set out when you're making a film. You know, to sit down and think, what do I want to do? Cross off entertain people. Cross off make them laugh, make them cry. To make your first objective, let's put them to sleep.
That's the idea, Dom.
Yeah.
The people who make the movie come out and say, no, nothing happens. There's no story.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's just 8 hours of sheep. That's it.
So what's the purpose of this movie? Why are they making it?
It's a reaction to movies these days. They say movies like The Bourne Supremacy, for example, has an average shot length of 2 seconds.
Right.
And they think that's too fast.
Okay. So they want to slow down the world.
Yeah. They want to do the opposite. They think that people don't get a chance to go to the movies, sit back and relax and have some time to themselves.
Yeah.
So they want to release the world's dullest movie designed to put you to sleep.
Is this getting a theatrical release or is this going to be a straight to DVD type arrangement?
No, it's coming out in England.
Okay.
They say they're talking to distributors around the world and they haven't ruled out a sequel as well. I think it's a little early to talk about the sequel.
Oh, look, never too early to start talking. I reckon there's a franchise in this.
Well, they're calling it the world's dullest movie, and it's meant to put you to sleep.
Mm.
We think they're trying to go for that title without doing the survey.
Oh, you can't just grab for that title and assume you're going to get it. There's other competitors out there.
So we want to do the survey for them and compile a list of the world's most boring movies.
Yeah.
The criteria... is, as they suggest, you have had to fall asleep in it. So on 13 10 60, what movie did you fall asleep in?
So I'm going to enter one into this this survey.
I've got the list in front of me, so I'll jot it down.
Write this down. This one's going to surprise you, but I'm going to add Texas Chainsaw Massacre to the list.
The horror.
Yes, that is the only film I've ever fallen asleep in.
Now, the only thing I can imagine why you fell asleep was because you watched it so early in the morning. You know, you're so tired. Because otherwise, I don't understand how you'd fall asleep in a horror with all the sound effects and, you know, the screaming and, like, the chainsaws. And...
you've seen the movie, evidently.
No, I'm just getting that from the title.
So this is, it was grade 10, and me and a few friends, you know, did that thing where you get, your first time you're watching a horror movie, you're like, we're going to push ourselves, scare ourselves, watch a horror. So we put it on. And I am awful with things that scare me. Mm. So I decided what I was going to do was just shut my eyes through the scary scenes. Mm. And if anyone has seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, most of the scenes are scary scenes. So my eyes were shut so much that eventually I just drifted off.
Okay, so that's not so much because it was boring. Just because it was so scary, were trying to avoid it.
If the category is you fell asleep in it.
Yep, true.
And at the end of the movie, when I woke up and me and my friends were leaving, they had no idea I'd fallen asleep.
Mm.
They're like, how scary was that? I'm like, yeah. It was pretty intense.
Did you have pleasant dreams or did you have a nightmare?
Oh, I had a great dream. It was really lovely. Really lovely experience for me.
Well, the sheep film Bar Bar Land, they're claiming they're the world's dullest movie that will put you to sleep. Mm. We're putting it to the test. So 13, 10, 60, what movie did you fall asleep in?
Cassandra in Canberra, what was the movie for you?
Avatar.
Really? Avatar. Jeez, real. What stage of Avatar did you fall asleep, Cassandra? How early in?
Partly midway through. I watched it at the movies twice, and both times I fell asleep.
You fell asleep twice? So you've never seen the end of Avatar?
Nah.
Have you seen Pocahontas? It's pretty similar.
No.
Oh, wow. I mean,
could also see Fern Gully, which is also the exact same story.
Well, you're quite an Avatar fan, aren't you, Zach? You really like that one.
As much as the next person.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you might have had a poster up about Avatar. I'm thinking someone else.
A poster?
I don't know. I thought you really liked Avatar. I'm clearly thinking of someone else. But I'll say I didn't love Avatar.
Are you talking about my display picture on Twitter? Some people call those avatars.
No, I'm not.
Okay. But look, we'll put Avatar on the
list. Avatar to the list. I've got to say, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Avatar, the list so far is not quite expecting.
Alex in Brisbane. Alex, what movie did you fall asleep in?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
What is going on?
This is not what I think I expected at all. So
that's another horror movie.
I don't know much about that one at all. Alex, how much of the film did you get to see before you dozed off?
Not even 20 minutes and I was out.
Now, Alex, I'm not positive of this, but is that the horror movie about someone getting into people's dreams?
The Freddy Krueger where he kills you in your dreams.
Yes. So it's kind of about being asleep, which would be a scary thing to wake up to.
But Alex probably fell asleep before that bit had been explained in the movie, so you're probably all good there. So Nightmare on Elm Street and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Two of the three are also
the highest grossing film of all time in Avatar.
Well, you know what? This just shows that perhaps films aren't everything they seem. Gabby in Melbourne, what movie have you fallen asleep in?
The recent Spider-Man movie.
Okay. Oh, the one that's out at the moment, the Homecoming one.
Yeah, I was really, really, really looking forward to it. Mm. But I got about 10 minutes in, fell asleep, and to make it worse, I was on a date.
Oh,
and
Gabby.
When I woke up, my date had actually left.
Oh, no!
What?!
So
and he'd driven us there, so had to get my friend to come and pick me up from Chapel Street. So it was really, really awkward.
So, hold on, Gabby, can I ask, how long after the movie finished did you wake up?
Was it an empty cinema?
Yeah, so I woke up, the lights were on, and it was empty. I thought he'd maybe gone to the toilet, but he'd left.
Did you ever, text him or talk to him again?
I tried to, and no reply, so I just wasn't going to waste any time. But he paid for the movie, so I didn't waste any time.
All right, we got a free nap.
I got a good sleep. It was gold class, so I got a good sleep.
Look, it's hard to get shut-eye these days. No, take it wherever you can.
Life's so busy and so stressful. Just fit it in on a date. Why not?
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I had to pay $120 to get my car professionally cleaned yesterday because of an incident that happened over the weekend.
Okay, so something happened, what, inside your car or outside your car?
Both. All of the above?
Because I can imagine a bird poos on your car.
Yeah.
And you wash it off with a hose.
Yes.
I can't imagine what's happened that the inside and outside of your car needs to be professionally cleaned.
Well, let me take you to Sunday night. Sunday night, I was driving home from a friend's place very late and I needed fuel. So I stopped into a servo that was, it was actually, imagine the start of a horror movie, next to the woods, there's mist and there's this one servo there. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, after I'd filled up with fuel, I was getting, pumping up my tires and I'm pumping up my tires next to these woods. And I see this possum come out of the woods. Right. And this possum just glares at me middle of the night. It's probably just after midnight. This possum's glaring at me. I'm pumping up my tires and I'm like, I'm just kind of keeping an eye on it at this stage.
You've
right?
made eye contact.
We've made eye contact. And
and what do you think is what's his temperament?
I would say confident. He looks like a confident possum.
So not threatened by you?
No, he didn't seem threatened by me at all.
Do you think he was trying to threaten you?
I wouldn't rule it out, right? But I was just keeping an eye on the possum. Just wanting to be cautious because do possums attack? I haven't heard of possums attacking.
They have very sharp claws and I think they are sometimes known to run up legs.
Right, okay. And if there's one animal I will be attacked by, I'm not going to get a cool animal. I'll be a possum, right? So I'm just trying to keep an eye on it as I go around the car, pumping up my tyres. And anyway, then I finish pumping up my tyres and I can't see the possum. And I'm like, oh, great. The possum's run off into the bush. I can put the hose back on that was pumping up the tyres and I can head off.
I think I can see where this is going. I really hope it is going in this direction.
So I get back in the car. This is about 5 minutes later. I'm driving down the freeway back towards my place. And then in the scariest moment of my life, I look in my rear vision mirror. And from my back seat are these two yellow eyes glowing, glaring at me, right? Oh my gosh, I have not screamed that loud in my entire life.
So the possum was in the car.
The possum was in the back seat.
It is like in a horror movie where you find out the phone call's happening inside the building.
Yeah, I'm now giving this possum an Uber ride. I'm now taking it to whatever destination it wants. It's in the back seat of my car, glaring at me, and it seemed as scared as I did when I screamed, right? It was like, it panicked. I'm pretty sure they can scream too, can't they, possums? They've got a scream
I don't
on
think
them.
They scream. They can make a sound.
They make some sort of sound because I thought it did, but it was kind of blended with my scream and I couldn't be sure.
You're driving along.
Yeah.
You see a possum on your back seat. You back scream. Seat. And
scream.
Then what happens?
Well, I think I can't just keep driving with this possum. What if it attacks me? I mean, I'll be honest. I wasn't thinking that rationally. My main thought was I need to get out of this car.
Yeah.
So I pulled over. My first ever time using an emergency stopping bay.
And I think
on the
that's
freeway.
What they're for.
I think it's exactly what they're for.
When possums attack.
Yeah, right.
So you've had a carjacking from a possum.
I have.
And you need to pull over to sort it out.
So I pull over into the emergency stopping bay. And I open both of the back passenger doors, thinking, you know what? Hopefully, if I open it, it'll run out. Off I go.
I'm surprised that you just didn't give him the car. And you say, it's yours now. I don't want it.
I am taking applications if anyone's got a car I can borrow for a few weeks. So I thought, I'll just open the door. Hopefully, it will get out. I don't have anything to kind of shoo it with. I don't have any food to tempt it out with.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to wait, right? Open the back doors. It looks at me the moment I do that. And I swear there was some sarcasm in that possum's eye as it jumped into the front passenger seat.
It's putting its foot down.
It's like, all right, then.
Did you leave the keys in the car? Because if that's where this story goes.
But so now it's in the front seat. Now, I then open all four doors of the car, right? So I've got the possum in the front passenger seat, all four doors open at like 1 a.m. in an emergency stopping bay.
Mm.
I wait there for just on about 20, 25 minutes.
And you're just waiting there? What, are just, you like trying to get it out or are you just sitting by the car?
I'm just sitting by the car just watching.
Oh, so you're
watching.
Not like going, shoo, like...
I tried everything. Yeah. I threw a shoe at it.
Did you actually?
I tried the shoe bounced like on the seat next to it and it just stared at me. Now I'm at the emergency...
Well, of course, because like it was probably quite cold outside and that's probably why it got in the car.
Yes. Well, now I'm... by the side of a freeway with one shoe on, one shoe next to where the possum is. Just
and I hope you're about to make the funniest phone call that your friend would ever receive. Well, did you call for help?
I should have called for help, but my phone was in the car next to the possum.
Okay.
I've abandoned my phone at this stage,
Zach.
Oh, that
was silly.
Yeah, it was very silly, right? So ultimately, I'm walking up and down the freeway, and I found like there was like a bumper that had come off some car, right?
Whoa, you're walking up and down the freeway while your car's back in the emergency lane with all the doors open.
I'm never like more than 50 meters from the car, okay. But yes, a quick carjacker.
You do understand this is how you got in this situation in the first place.
Yes, look, in hindsight, I'm lucky I didn't get a whole zoo in the car by the end of it. But I pick up this bumper. And I start, I'm come back to the car and I'm nudging the possum, thinking I'll get it out of the car. And finally, Zach, the big triumph occurs, right? It looks at me and with a look of resignation, jumps out of the car.
And has it done anything in the car?
Well, I think I am so smart. I've gotten away with this. I'm so good. I shut all the doors and I drive off. And then I notice the smell. The possum has pooed all over the front passenger seat. There's some smeared on like the dashboard and the glove box. It's completely got it down of my car and it just bolts. And then I'm driving home in this possum poo car.
Now, how far did you drive?
Mm.
How far away
from
the servo before you noticed?
It was a good 5 minutes I was driving.
Right. So from your point of view, it was a scary possum story. From the possum's family point of view, you kidnapped a possum. They're all sitting around going, where's Dad? Right across.
across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News today, Harry Styles spoke about his teddy bear collection.
I feel incredibly lucky to get to play with them every day. And I was so happy.
Also, Kanye West bought lunch in an airport.
And it was dumb expensive. It was like $110,000.
And Pauline Hanson just found out that Santa has elves working in his workshop.
It should be spoken about because it's just to our north. Do we endorse this? I certainly don't.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Reviewing tonight's romance from around the country, this is Rate Your Date.
For so long, Dom, you have been able to rate your Ubers, your Airbnbs, the shows you watch on Netflix. Finally now, on the radio, you can rate your date. So 13 10 60,
yes.
If you have been on a date this evening, give us a call and give it a rating. Our rating system is between 1 and 5 stars, Dom.
And of course, Zach, it's the Taylor Swift spectrum we use, which is, in my opinion and your opinion, the only romantic spectrum you can use.
Well, see, Taylor Swift has written songs about everything from we're never gonna ever see, what's that song?
We're never getting back together.
That's the one.
Clearly a big fan here.
And right up to love story.
Absolutely.
At the other end of the spectrum.
Absolutely. So firstly, tonight we've got Rusty in Melbourne. Rusty, how many stars are you giving your date?
Oh, five stars.
Oh. It's a love story,
baby, just say yes. Why are you throwing 5 stars out there this evening, Rusty?
Oh, because we had a good week.
I'm here right now. I'm staying in the car.
That sounds like a positive date.
It does sound positive. Rusty, are you giving 5 just because the date's still with you? Would you be saying the same thing if she wasn't there?
Oh, most definitely.
What, you're saying so it's 5 stars regardless?
Rusty, can we speak to your date for a moment, please?
Yes, of course.
Apparently I'm awesome.
Who are we speaking with?
Oh, this is Emma.
Emma, would you give Rusty 5 stars as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, Dom, a mutual 5 stars.
He is the best person I've ever dated, ever.
Oh, listen to this. Doesn't that just get your heart flying, Zach, on a Thursday night to hear two people? That's a 10 out of 10. A mutual 10
that's
out
true.
Of 10. Rarely happens. Holly in Melbourne. Holly, how many stars are you giving your date tonight?
A solid two.
Two. Oh, Holly, why only 2 stars this evening?
He didn't share a bottle of wine with me. He doesn't drink.
Oh, right.
So you ordered a bottle of... Had you already ordered the bottle of wine before you found out that he doesn't drink?
Yes, I brought him to the bar and I bought a bottle of wine for the both of us and he didn't want it.
See, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
So what happened in the end, Holly?
I said, I'm going to finish this bottle alone and I'm going to go home.
Right, and so what, you're saying you're completely ruling out the prospect of another date, or it's just unlikely? What are you thinking?
The prospect of the date, 100% ruled out.
Okay, that's a deal breaker for you.
What if you went somewhere that wasn't a bar, Holly? Go play mini golf or something.
Yeah, we're going to hit up Holy Molly next time, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Do that. Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. I mean, hopefully he plays mini golf.
Yeah, it could happen again where he shows up and he's like, actually, I don't like playing golf either.
Lastly, Tanya in Sydney. Tanya, how many stars are you giving your date this evening?
I'm going to give my date 5 out of 5.
Oh, 5
as
well. Good to end with a good one.
Oh, absolutely. We'll just get
did that
point.
Go into the spectrum, Dom?
It did. Sorry, the computer. Here we go. There we go. Sorry, the computer's not used to hearing 2 5s in a night.
That's right.
It's just so excited. Tanya, why 5?
Well, it started off as a date, and I've ended up with a boyfriend.
Whoa!
Oh, you made the jump to the relationship, Tanya. That's amazing. How many dates in were you?
I think maybe 4 or 5.
Oh, yep. That's so good. So, Tanya, how did the conversation come up?
We were talking about, how you see each other, like, do you think about future prospects or anything like that, and, you know, all that cutesy stuff, and then, he was like, well, would you like to be my girlfriend?
Oh, beautiful. I've got to say, Zach, you know me, I'm a
you're in your element here. You love hearing these stories.
I love the let's chat about our future, what's the dynamic here conversation? Yep. I mean, you tell me that I should stop having it with girls on the first date.
Yes.
I shouldn't.
You should move
future.
To maybe the 4th or 5th, like Tanya.
But look, what a positive night of love around the country. I mean, we had one two-star in the middle there.
But two out of three ain't bad.
Not at all.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Dom, the new NRL game comes out today, the rugby league game.
Mm.
I saw an ad, like, promoted in my Facebook feed. A promo for it?
Well, this is the... They make these every few years. It's like the PlayStation, Xbox versions of the games. They're Australian made. They're often not quite as high quality as, you know, the overseas sports games.
Well, whenever a new sports game comes out, they always advertise it or say it's like the most realistic one ever.
That's it. And
makes you feel like you're playing the game.
Well, as a kid who played a lot of sports games, I know they really wanted to try to make the gameplay realistic, the commentary realistic. Yep. That's the sort of thing they were really into doing. So you really felt like you were actually controlling the players.
Well, when I heard about a realistic rugby league game and watched the promo, it was actually much different to what I thought.
What do you mean?
Because what you hear about NRL and then what you see in the realistic promo are very different, because the promo, the ad, was all about the gameplay. But I never hear about the game. I always hear about the scandals.
If you ever hear the rugby league in the news, they're not talking about a great try that was scored or a team that won a game. They're talking about another player who, you know, maybe had a few too many out on a big night out.
Well, I thought what we could do, Dom, is we could help the rugby league out a little bit.
Okay.
And we could take their ad.
Yeah.
The ad I saw with the commentary from in the game.
Yes.
We could keep that same commentary. That can stay.
Mm.
But we could add some stuff around it to make it more realistic about the actual rugby league culture.
Like a more complete rugby league experience.
Yeah, I think this ad is much more accurate.
The new NRL game.
Now featuring random breath tests before training sessions.
Is unstoppable. He's over again.
You can run, push, and barge.
And that's just in a scuffle down at the local bar.
The earth is shaking. What a tackle.
Defend yourself in court.
For your off-field transgression.
Oh, great defense.
Down 20 beers at a barbecue at your coach's house.
They just can't stop it.
The new rugby league video game.
The only game that comes with a free neck tattoo.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I've been given a bit of a reality check by someone working checkouts at Woolworths, and it's brought me crashing back down to earth.
Was it a comment the checkout person made to
Yes,
you?
It was a comment they made.
So they made a comment about something you were buying.
Yes, they did.
Are they allowed to do that?
This wasn't intended to be insulting. I think it's more how I've taken it.
They're just doing a bit of chit-chat.
Exactly. So so a common theme on the show has been my diet, and particularly my love of cheese.
You love cheese?
I love cheese.
You had the record on the show for the most amount of cheese eaten in one day with 30 servings.
Yep.
Recently broke it with 33.
Yes, I did top that over the break, which I wasn't proud of.
This wasn't for a radio segment. I just need to point out that wasn't a kooky stunt. That was just Dom's life.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's the world's biggest kooky stunt.
23 years ago, my parents decided, let's have a really kooky stunt. Here's the thing, though, Zach, is I've said how much I love cheese, but the cheeses I've been talking about are your cheddars, your parmesans, halloumi's been a big favourite of mine. I had never, not really, until very recently, ventured to your soft cheeses, right?
Yeah,
surprises
me.
Your camemberts, you know, these sorts of things.
Because that's where the good stuff is. Well, I'm not paying out Tasty. Tasty's fine on a sandwich.
Yeah.
But if you really want to get into your cheeses,
yeah,
you want the brie.
Well, Zach, this is what I've learned. A friend and I went for a road trip recently and found ourselves in a cheese shop, right? So it's like a cold room that just has all these different cheeses. And he said...
Wait.
Yeah.
Was it a road trip to the cheese shop?
No, the cheese shop was where we were going for the road trip. However, I can't say I was disappointed that we ended up at a cheese shop.
Because that's what I think in your situation would be described as a pilgrimage to the Holy Land.
While I was in there, in this room of cheese all around me, I did feel like I glimpsed heaven. Yeah. Just
did you
glimpse.
Hear kind of like angels as you open the door?
But anyway, my friend's like, you should try this triple cream brie.
You had never tried it before.
Maybe years ago, but just, not in recent memory. That's a bit posher than my usual cheese tastes. Mm. Anyway,
you're a down to earth cheese guy.
That's it. I'm your working class cheese man. Oh man, I've got to say, one of the, if not the best thing I've tasted in my life. I bought a wheel. Mm. I bought a wheel of it, and this has led to, so this is 3 weeks ago. This has led to 3 weeks of an unhealthy cheese binge. Cheese is most of my diet at the moment.
Yeah.
If you did like a pie chart
Or a wheel.
A wheel of cheese. 90% almost of my diet has been cheese lately.
And how are you consuming it? Like a biscuit? Like a large biscuit, just biting straight into the wheel? Or do you have it on crackers?
On crackers, right? Yeah, okay. So you get your breezy camemberts, put it onto crackers, whatever. And I have been going off the charts. I have, now, we've spoken before that I've lost 15 kilos over the past year. I have put 4 of them back on in 3 weeks. Yes. 4 kilos worth of cheese in 3 weeks of these soft cheeses since into my life. Well, you know what? Someone made the analogy. They said that I was like someone who said they loved Star Wars, but I'd only seen the first one.
Yeah.
But like, you haven't even gotten to the good stuff yet.
No, that's what, like, when people say they like cheese, they're not talking about, they're not talking about the grated cheese that comes in the packet.
Or the cheese stringers, as good as they are. Here's the thing,
but you don't discriminate. You'd still eat bigger stringers, wouldn't you?
No, absolutely, I would. Here's where it went too far, though, Zach. Yesterday afternoon, I was at a supermarket, and I was buying another wheel of double cream brie to take home for a great snack.
Take it for another spin?
Yep. So in my shopping basket, I had a wheel of double cream brie, half a wheel of camembert, and some crackers.
Yep.
And I went up to the Woolworths checkout.
AKA good Saturday night. Run a bath and you're done.
Oh, look, it's stuck in for the weekend, basically. Yep. And I'm standing at the checkout, and I put my cheeses up there. And this is when the employee completely innocently says, "Oh, you got some friends coming over." I lied and said, "Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
I've got a big party coming over tonight." And I finished that block in one sitting. And I think maybe this is my wake-up call that I got to leave the cheeses to one side.
Yeah,
now.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm going to go cheese-free for the next few days and see how I go. But
you told me last week on the show you're going dairy-free.
Yeah, that hasn't gone well.
No, it's not at all. He's definitely relapsed.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Check us out on Facebook. If you search for Collective Noun, you can find us there alongside Zach. Your exclusive from the show last night about the amount of wars we're having in Australia. The video of that is on the Facebook page at the moment.
Speaking of Facebook, Dom, the other day you told a story about your parents.
I did, yes.
Joining a club of parents who don't understand technology.
Yep.
And I was wondering if I could put forward the application for my mum to join that same club.
So the quick recap of my story was I put a full screen picture of a penguin on my mum's computer as a bit of a joke. And she sat with it for 4 days thinking it was a virus that had taken over her computer. She didn't know how to close it. My dad Googled penguin virus Mac before I was like, you just have to hover over it and click close.
Right.
So what's your mum done?
I would like to apply for my mum to join the same club.
It's
my
mum
is loving Facebook lately.
How long's your mum been on Facebook?
A little while. She has an iPad that she gets on it with.
Yep.
Tonight she shared a video from a meme page.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. And all caps, the caption is, "When your cat is your best friend," followed by 2 love heart eyes emojis.
What, your mum's written this or the meme page?
The meme page wrote that.
Yep.
And then there's a video of a guy, a young guy dancing around his room with his cat. Like taking the hands, taking the paws of the cat.
No, I've seen this video. I've seen that video of the guy and the cat dancing.
Okay, here's the thing. My mum doesn't have a cat and has never had a cat. We, for the life of me, have never had a pet.
You never had a
pet? Never had one pet. And so when your cat is your best friend, I wouldn't imagine that was something my mum was relating to from this meme page.
Have you brought this up with her? Are you planning to bring it up with her?
Well, my sister comments.
Yeah.
Great video, mum. My other sister comments, "Was sharing this a mistake?" 2 question marks. My mum replies, "Yes. I don't understand what happened." That was hours ago and the video's still up. So no one showed her how to delete it.
Your mum's in the club.
Mum, she's
in the
club. If you can hear this, I'm coming over now to teach you how to delete things that you share.
Oh, that's amazing. And that meme page was like, we lost a share. Wonder what happened there. That is what we've got time for on the show tonight and for the week. If you want to catch it back, you can search for Collective Noun on iTunes and download the whole show there. We'll see you Monday at 11.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.